Hello, everyone. Welcome to Richfield Tiger Talk. I'm your host, Dr. DeSantis. And you might have heard different intro music. It is Celebrate Good Times. Come on. Because it is our 100th episode here at Richfield Tiger Talk. And it's so cool because I have the biggest panel we have ever assembled for a Tiger Talk. It's awesome. I'm counting on the screen. I have 9 squares, including myself. So myself and 8 guests. It's really awesome. You're going to see some really, well, actually you won't see because it's a podcast. You'll hear from a whole dipsticking K through 12 here at Richfield Public Schools, plus a special appearance from both Corey and Susie at the end of the podcast. So without any further ado, I'd like to just say a huge thank you to everyone who's been listening to this podcast over the past 4 years. We are averaging over 1,000 listens per episode, and I think that's just amazing. And the even cooler thing is that most of our episodes are listened to more than 75%. That means all of you who are driving through Ridgefield, especially on those days where it's heavy traffic, you're listening to the whole podcast and you're learning all the amazing things that are happening here at Ridgefield Public Schools. So without any further ado, let's kind of go through like what makes RPS, well, just the best darn school district around. And I want to get started with just the amazing flexibility and dynamics here in the school district. And I'll just use the story of starting this podcast. We started this podcast at the beginning of COVID as a way to stay in communication with the community. And you know, we thought, we'll do it for maybe springtime into the fall. And then like once COVID like died down, we would do something else or just end the podcast. But it just kept getting more and more popular to the point where I was getting emails and phone calls. Well, when can I be on the next episode? Oh, I have this really cool thing coming up in a few weeks, or this really neat play or a science research thing, or we have this art exhibit, or we have a musical, or there's something really cool happening in a history class and we want to do this like a cool thing. It was amazing. And I said, we can't stop this podcast. It's just going to be part of the fabric of RPS now. And you know, years go by, you look at the number, kept going up. And then the other week I look down and I go, oh, whoa, it's going to be 100 episodes. This is crazy. So I got the band back together and here we are, 100 episodes of Richfield Tiger Talk. And I'm just so excited to have everyone on the show to talk a little bit about what they love about RPS. So you are going to start hearing from a bunch of teachers. We got a little dipstick from elementary, middle, and high school. To tell us a little bit about their experience and what they love about RPS. So we'll go to the first person on our list. I believe you might have known about her. She's well known in the community from Richfield High School. Jen, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jen DiGiulio. I am an 11th and 12th grade teacher of social studies at Richfield High School.
All right, and why don't you tell us a little bit about what you love about RPS?
Well, I've been teaching for 18 years now at Richfield High School, and for 9 of those years, I've been running student government, and that brings me so much joy. I get to work with all the students in the school, not just the 100-ish kids that I teach in the classroom, and I think the work that we've been doing really shows the pride that the kids have in their community. So we've put up 2 murals over the last couple of years, the Be Kind mural, and we also have a Live a Life of Purpose mural now. So our students wanting to spread such a passionate message of a healthy and positive attitude in our school. And then I would also say that we put a lot of pride and effort into Spirit Week, and the kids just love the theme days and the token competition and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm just really proud of how much our kids love coming to the school and that I get to be a part of this. I started my career at Richfield High School. I hopefully get to end my career here too. I love teaching here.
Oh, that's amazing. And again, for anyone who's seen these murals at the high school, they're absolutely beautiful. And if you ever walked around the high school during Spirit Week, it is quite the experience. That's all I'm going to say. It's such a blast. All right, let's move on to Liz. Why don't you tell us a little about yourself and what you love about RPS?
Hi, my name is Liz Van Dyne, and I've been at RPS for 5 years now. Started off at Farmingville Elementary, working fourth grade, and now I am the math specialist at Eastridge. So what I really love about RPS is our commitment to our students. We're constantly striving to provide the absolute best for our students, whether it's a district building or department initiative. Our priority is always student success, and this can be really individual. To tell you from my perspective as a math specialist at ERMS, our commitment to this personalized learning is evident. And this relates to every aspect of the student, the whole child. So academic, social, emotional. We do a lot of brainstorming, planning, and then the implementation. We reflect and adjust, and this cycle just continues. So I am just really, really proud to be a part of that.
Ah, that's amazing. That's amazing. And I've seen you guys work with the students, especially at the middle school level. And it's just amazing magic to see the beginning of the year and then the skill growth at the end of the year. It's really, if you're in education, it's something to behold. Really, really great. And again, thank you again. Yeah. Let's move on to Michael.
Hi, I'm Mike Murphy. I teach physics and engineering and robotics and product design at Richfield High School. And I'm glad that all of those get to be part of my job description. People around Richfield are often fond of saying that Richfield Public Schools is a district of choice. And I find that that matches my story very well. I did not begin my career in Richfield, and Dr. DeSantis actually at the time was another physics teacher, and he kept telling me, you got to come check out Richfield. It's great. I was like, I'm fine where I like where I'm teaching. It's fine. He's like, just come to the district for a day and see what it's like. And I said, all right, it's fine. You talk me into it. So I got here and I met folks like Pat Hughes and David Waltemeyer. And I realized that Richfield has something very special, which is that the faculty here is focused on what is best for our students. And as a result, we're given the freedom to try new things. But also, everybody here is eager to collaborate. So if I have a new version of a lab I want to try out, they'll say, go for it and let us know how it went. And then, you know, another teacher might pick that up and do something more with it or find like, well, that worked pretty good for your students, but my students have this need and doing it a different way might be better for them. So that unique combination of both the freedom to try new things, but also a supportive community. I feel like I've experienced so much professional growth from the collaboration that's existed between me and my fellow teachers here, that it's just huge. It all comes back to what is best for the students. And on top of that, having the support from administration at all levels, be it the department chair, the building leadership, the district leadership, to try new things has allowed me to, you know, start a robotics program, to bring back a lot of hands-on education in our shop space, and to make our engineering program more modern and, you know, related to the kinds of things that people will be doing in their careers post-secondary. So it's just a joy to teach with other people who are so committed to seeing what can we do to make things the best for our students possible. And there's a lot of districts out there where it'll be arts day 47 and everyone must be teaching the exact same lesson. And I understand the allure of that, but the fact that Richfield has avoided that trap and makes sure that our lessons are structured to suit the needs of the individuals in our classes is really what makes Richfield special.
Wow. You hear that, Susie? I'm glad I got him here. thank you again, Mike, so much. Very heartfelt, very true. And again, as I'll even parrot what Jen said, you know, I almost started my career here. I was a little bit somewhere beforehand, but I plan on ending it here. It's pretty great. It's a pretty amazing place to be. So again, thank you so much, Michael. And let's move on to another voice that's been on the podcast before, Jamie. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you love about RPS?
Hi, Wes. Congratulations on the 100th episode, by the way.
Thank you.
So I'm Jamie Palladino. I am the elementary district math coach. I have the good fortune of working with all of our elementary kids and teachers. And you know, my first thought is, what do I love about Ridgebury is obviously the people, from the teachers to the kids to the administrators. But more so than just that, but it's, I love the growth mindset that we all have. There's a true commitment to growing in this district. And it really starts up even with the Board of Education. approving the budget with professional learning in it, from our superintendent and assistant superintendent right down to our teachers and our kids. I've been in the district about 15 years now, and something that has always separated us from other districts, and I think our teachers will say this, is the commitment to our growth as professionals. And I think that goes all the way down to the kids. And we see that in the kids. When they know their teachers have a growth mindset, they have a growth mindset. And it really makes coming to work exciting and different every day. So I really think that's what I love most about Ridgefield.
Amazing. And again, you know, I've seen you work at the elementary level as a math specialist, and just bringing these kids across six grades. I always forget about that. Six grades in these buildings. And just the spectrum of work that is done is so amazing. And again, thank you so much, Jamie. Let's move on to Sarah.
Hi, Wes. I've been at Ridgefield for 14 years. I, like others, started elsewhere, but I'm hoping to end in Ridgefield because that's how much I enjoy working here. And I've done first grade and third grade, so I've dipped my toes in both kind of wings, as we think of in elementary school. And the things that I love about Ridgefield, I think I'm going to piggyback on quite a few ideas that have already been. But the commitment to teachers' growth. I actually just spent my day in professional learning, that I'm going to get to turn around and lead learning to other teachers. And I think that that Ridgefield just fosters that idea of growing their own teachers to be leaders within buildings, so that everybody can grow. And that definitely like trickles into the classroom immediately, where it leads to new learning for the children to be exposed to, new strategies, new skills that we're learning. And that of course leads to student growth. And I also think that coming from a different district and coming to Ridgefield, I love having both a literacy and math coach to always also feel supported when you might need a little boost. So just kind of feeling that teacher support all around, which always then affects the children's growth in the classroom. So, and congrats, Wes, on 100.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I hope, I hope people think I'm not turning 100. We just did 100 episodes. So, all right. I think next up will be Tom. Tom, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you love about RPS.
Thanks for having us, Wes. Really appreciate it. I remember when you first started talking about this idea, and you and I actually got together and talked about it. I think it was one of the earlier episodes when we were in lockdown, and
yep,
you know, I think you struck on something here that really connects to the whole point of what RPS means. And I think what everybody has already shared so far about you know, what we love about it, and it's that, you know, this is just this right here is just a microcosm of the collaboration that happens across schools and across levels. It doesn't matter what somebody does in the district. I think we all have the same focus and the same vision toward what it is that we want our students to be when they leave as 12th graders. We in the middle school have a unique view of that child as they come to us as children out of elementary school, and they leave as eighth graders who are very different than sixth graders. But what it is about RPS and what it allows us to do is that commitment to the team approach. Mm-hmm. Our ability to team in the middle school gives kids an opportunity to have multiple adults and multiple points of contact to support them in many different ways, whether it be social emotional learning, whether it be interventionist with Miss Van Dyne, or, you know, elementary school when they come up, you know, working with Mr. Palladino. You know, I think that piece of it and that whole child approach is something that we never lose sight of. It does not matter what Dr. Da Silva goes through to pass a budget. At the heart of every conversation, it is continually what works best for the kid and how can we make that happen with the resources we have, but also have a vision toward what resources do we need in the future, you know, Absolutely. In order to get to the future. To use Ms. Gillette's phrasing here, how do we level up? And yeah. We level up every time, you know, we walk in the door, and we just don't think about what happened yesterday unless it helps us achieve what we want to achieve tomorrow.
Ooh, what a great way to end. I don't know, Corey, we got to put that on a pillow or something. I like that, Tom. Yeah, I believe, Tom, you and I were texting earlier. I think you were on the third episode. Yeah, very early on.
It was that third episode, and I remember, you know, I had to get out of the house. I think it was like June of 2020, and everybody in the house was driving me bonkers. and I think I actually did it taking a walk around the block.
Yeah. That's awesome. So I think next up we are on Corey or Susie.
I'm ready to go.
Ooh.
So am I, Corey, but I'll let you take it.
Yeah.
First, I just have to make sure that Sarah Kehoe and Tom Grace get their whole names in there. So Sarah Kehoe is a teacher from Farmingville. Mm-hmm. Tom Grace is at East Ridge. Just making sure we know who the Toms and the Sarahs are.
Yep.
I think, and I'm sure that Susie feels the same way, listening to all of you and hearing your authentic feelings about RPS is pretty moving to me. I feel all the same things. I took on a big job when I came here. It felt pretty scary when I said that position. I didn't know that I could really do it. And because of all the things that all of you described, first and foremost, a commitment to the children, joy in getting to work with kids, because who are better than kids? It's the kids that bring us that light and that joy. And also really that growth mindset, which I do have. And I really think the opportunity to grow together and mm-hmm. to collaborate. And I think that's what Mike was saying too, that it feels safe here to try new things. It shouldn't feel scary. I don't feel scared, so I hope nobody else feels scared and trying mm-hmm. and learning and growing and always reflecting and coming back and thinking about kids. And I do have to put a little plug out there because another thing that I'm just so excited about at RPS right now is all the musicals that are going on K-12. And when I see Sarah Kehoe there, I think about It's a Hard Knock Life.
It's a Hard Knock Life.
Little Annie Jr. and the work that they're doing at Farmingville and all the schools. Mm-hmm. Just really that joy and that opportunity to just, you know, strut your stuff and give it a go. I see it in our kids. And I'm just so lucky to be here.
By the way, if you listened or watched the Board of Ed meeting the other night, we showed some clips, some previews, if you will, of some of these up and coming plays. And the kids are so good at singing these songs that they actually had YouTube copyright claim them.
Wow.
So that just goes to show you how good they are.
Talent.
That's talent. So
is it my turn?
It is your turn, Susie. Absolutely.
So, you know, everything that everyone has already said. And I think really at the end of the day, it is for sure the people. And that starts with our youngest people in our preschool going all the way up. There is just something, as they say, and people will say this about Ridgefield, there's a special sauce here. And I can't exactly put my finger on it, but there isn't a hierarchy. Not on this Google Meet right now, or quite frankly, anywhere. Everybody just works in the interest of kids. And I think that makes our job great. You know, you come to work and you know you have partners regardless of the role. It doesn't really matter. So I'd say the people, like I said, starting with the youngest and all the way up. And I think also the energy, and that is part of the growth mindset for sure, but working with people that always want to get better every single day. And there's a little bit of a competitive edge that's natural, I think, but I think it's more than that. It's more than that competitive edge. And it's really just about a whole lot of energy and wanting to get smarter and better for ourselves, for our kids, for our community. And it's fun. And it's fun and it's joyful. And we work to make it fun, because when you're in an environment that you like and it's mm-hmm. fun and you feel connected, you want to do more. You want to do better. It's never good enough, right? Because like, you look at the people you're working with. Like, I want to work harder, because I just heard Mr. Murphy and Ms. Kehoe, Ms. DiGiulio, Ms. Van Dyne, and Mr. Grace and Mr. Palladino. Even though Mr. Palladino, I think you said Ridgeberry instead of Ridgefield, but you know, we know that you love Ridgefield, all of Ridgefield. But the truth is, who doesn't want to work harder for all these people? I do. I want to be smarter every single day. I want to work in the best interest of our faculty because I know that they're working in our best interest of our kids and our community. And there really is a special sauce here. So one last thing, and I'll maybe end with this story. So I went to the high school today to have some lunch and to chat with some kids who were sharing all the things that they love about school and some things that maybe they would like me to change, although they don't want me to change it now because they're going to be sophomores now and in like 2 months. So they would rather have had me change it 7 months ago. But nonetheless, one of the things that I was so inspired by is I went to meet our SSO, our newest SSO, our newest member of the Ridgefield community, Mr. Larry Bray. And he was in the cafeteria. And one of the things that he said to me is, you know, one of his colleagues had referred him here. And he said, when my colleague said that Ridgefield was a special place, like, I thought that's just something someone said. But it really is. The kids, the faculty, like, there's something different here. And thank you. I appreciate the opportunity that you've given me to work in Ridgefield. And that, like, inspired me, excited me. And who then doesn't want to work even harder for Mr. Bray? I'm like, we got to make it better. It's not good enough, right? And that's what I love about this community. And we're incredibly fortunate. We have a great board of education that's very supportive. Our board of finance, our board of select person. Mm-hmm. So I think all of us in combination are really just what makes this community so very good. So I'm glad this is your 100th episode and we get to talk about us and what makes us great. And we are.
Thank you so much. And again, it is a privilege working with everyone here. It really is the reason why I kept doing the show and I worked together with everyone here on this panel. And then if you go back, there's been so many other people we've highlighted on this podcast and I can't wait to continue to highlight more. Is that?
And I think I heard Wes, everyone on this call saying they want to end their career in Ridgefield, right? They want to retire from Ridgefield and they're nodding their heads. Yes. And me too. And let's do it. All of us, retire here.
Yeah. It's a pact.
It's a, okay. It's right. It's a pact. It's a great place to be.
So again, thank you everyone for taking the time out of your incredibly busy day. It's really hard to get a panel of people cross from K to 12, but we were able to do it. We were able to pull it off. So again, thank you so much. One thing I was able to pull it off was being the number one podcast here in Ridgefield. So remember, find your favorite podcasting app, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, anywhere where you can download, find podcasts, just type in Ridgefield, boom, Tiger Talks, the first one that pops up. Subscribe, tell all your friends about it, because we are already getting thousands of listeners, and we just want to know, there's some secret sauce here at Ridgefield Public Schools. It's a pretty great place to be. This is Dr. D signing off, wishing everyone a wonderful weekend.